See you.
Good job.
We're joined in the media center by Funny Car number one qualifier, John Force. John, you ran a 3.842 at 334.40 miles per hour during our last qualifying session. You've had a very consistent race car throughout the year. Talk about that car that you have.
Well, it ran 99 in the first session, then it ran 91 and 91 again, and I didn't think it'd step up and run better than 85, but we were trying to step it up. I thought we got knocked out of the top half, and Karate said, now let's just see what it'll do, because he never just pushes it crazy. He runs what the numbers show. But you got to give, you know, Brian Karate is a different guy than an Austin Coyle. We all come from different ways of life, and Karate and I, we go around about stuff, but, you know, he was really concerned about my race car with hurting me, and that really mattered to me. He said that. We had a meeting a couple days ago and then again today. And so I found some heart in there that, you know, just that matters to me that way. But he surrounds himself with a great team. My son-in-law, Daniel Hood, that's Ashley's husband, and Fabrizi, Tim Fabrizi, and all these young kids. And they really want to be, they want a shot at the title. And I want a shot too, so I'm the old kid in the family. But I really, I'm starting to get my head right racing with him. And we just got to learn to understand each other. But he said what it would do, and it did it. I really thought Robert Height or even Hagen might pull it out, because they had nothing to do but go for it. And so we got it. All the sponsors, you know, we come here with, you know, AAA of Missouri. That's very important to a sponsor, that Robert gets it or I get it or Proc or Brittany. But we got it. And, of course, I drive, you know, I call her Old Blue, but Blue Death for Peak, Old World Industries, and a lot of sponsors. They're on all our cars. Good night for me. It hadn't even sunk in yet, but you know, and I want to clarify, a lot of stories I tell. I'm a storyteller. Oh, yeah, probably going to die tomorrow. I'm 70 out here doing this. But I ain't thinking that. If I thought I was going to get hurt, I wouldn't get back in it. But I do love it. I do love the fans. Somebody wrote that in the paper. It might have been you. But I love driving these race cars and to cheer the crowd and get to put that helmet on, just like in high school football. So I got a real good team. Doesn't say where you're going to go in the countdown, but we're in there fighting the fight. And that's all I ever dreamed about. You know what I mean? Just fighting the fight. That's what it's all about to me.
You talked about the fans here. We had a sellout crowd today. You think they got what they paid for?
Well, yeah. They got to see the greatest racers, you know, in the sport. I mean, they got NASCAR. They got IndyCar. But they got, you know, all the greats and Top Fuel, Funny Car, and Pro Stock and bikes. But what's really cool, they have the women. And that's what a lot of sports, they had one in IndyCar, but or maybe a few. But we have women in every category. And that is really saying something for NHRA Mellow Yellow. So I'm excited that I get to drive a car that's this good. I had this kind of car with Austin Coyle and Bernie Federle and other crew chiefs. We won championships. But right now, I'm going through a learning process, but I'm liking it. I'm never too old to be told. You know, I get out of the car at the other end, and I yelled for the old man to stay in the car, and everybody goes, the announcers, what's that all about? And I said, well, that's the other part of me. I told him, stay in the car. I'm doing this interview without you, because they're tired of hearing me whine. But I love my race car, and I don't plan on getting hurt. I'm healthy, and I'm going to keep doing this, and I'm going to do it a while because I really love it.
Is Brian Karate teaching an old dog new tricks?
Yeah, that's what he's doing. Yeah, but and I'm stubborn. I don't want to listen, you know. But, you know, Coyle said, hey, you know, we talk all the time. You know, he won all these championships, almost all of them, Austin Coyle. Then he said, Brian's not wrong about stuff. It's just that we did it another way in another era. And these cars are, they're animals now. They make right turns. You saw that kid out there. He's trying to run fast. That car was, you know, and boy, it takes all you can. And that's why I live in a gym. You know, it may not look, but I work out every other day. You know what I'm saying? I love it. And the only thing wrong about working out is you get to watch the news. And it's getting painful.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, I'm happy tonight. I know Robert's happy for me. I gobbled up some points here in qualifying. And I'm not far out of first. But I want to think about that. This is a countdown. I got out of the car. I beat Beckman at Indy, and he congratulated me. I beat him. He beat me at Reading, and I got out of the car, and I was jumping around. But I really love Beckman. He taught even my wife and my girls at Frank Colley's driving school. And I got out of the car, and I know it's Schumacher, and I know he beat me and took the points lead. But I got out, and I was all excited because they've struggled too, and they get this big win. And one of the NHRA guys, God bless him, he ran over to me, and he goes, Force, he goes, you didn't win. He was like, I said, what? He goes, yeah, you're all excited. You didn't win. And I said, I know I didn't win. And he goes, why are you jumping? I'm happy to be here. I'm in a final. I didn't win. So what? I get to drive my hot rod. You know what I mean? That's why I take care of all them sponsors. Montana Brand and Advanced Auto Parts. I owe them so my drivers, my families can be out here. So I'm happy. Nobody likes losing. But I was celebrating him. Because he works really hard. Beckman's, even though he ain't on my team, his crew chief Guido's like my son. You know what I mean? That I never had. And his wife works for me. So she keeps my head on right. So look, NHRA everybody, thanks for all the media coverage. If we sold out, then we did our job. Because we need all of your help, the TV, and we worked it hard. Chris Blair, his agency, they work us. And my girl here, Sarah, that runs all my social media, her and Kara, they work really hard. And, I'm up to, I can't believe it's 5:30 in the morning. I got to go downtown. And she walks into the lobby fresh as can be. You know, I'm standing there with, two-day beard, and she's ready to go. They work harder than us. And then we get to be the stars. But in my book, she's the star. That's how I look at it. And Kara and everyone in this company that, and it isn't just about me, it's about all my drivers. Questions? Sorry.
You knew you'd be still driving at this point, I gauge, from what you've said. But did you think you'd be competing for championships still?
Yeah. Just got to get that right combination. Got to get it to, we had a lot of problems last year. They put me in the hospital 4 times. That's what worried me the worst because I hit my head and they kept saying, how many of these are you going to take? I got head concussions in high school, in grade school, got hit baseballs in the head, got hit in football, got knocked out in the last game of the season, and concussions. And I've been knocked off of more bar stools than you've sat on if you drink. So I've done it all, and then I fell in love with this racing. And then my kids come. I finally got home last week. I come in, I told my wife, I've had enough, I'm dead. I'm going to take this weekend off. And she goes, no, we're not. Grandkids are racing in Vegas. Start packing a bag. I didn't even unpack it. I just took the same dirty bag with me. And once I got there with them, watching them, they were out there racing and just watching Jacob and Noah and Autumn, how much they love it and their friends they have. Only friends I got next to that Asian lady at the laundry and that Japanese guy at the donut shop. No, I'm saying, those only friends I got that I ever see when I go home, all my friends are out here. I know people in the stands better than I know in the, well, that wasn't racial, was
no,
it?
No.
She's an Asian lady.
Yeah.
And anyway, okay, time for me to go.